بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue into part 15 concerning the rejectionist Shia. And we'll mention in brief their creed concerning the consensus. Their creed concerning al-ijma', the consensus. We know that it is from the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah, is the ijma', the consensus, and it is the third foundation after the book and the authentic Sunnah, is the ijma', is the consensus. When one examines the books of the Rafida thoroughly, finds that the meaning of ijma' to them, the meaning of consensus, is the inclusion of the saying of the infallible Imam. So every consensus must be based upon the saying of the infallible Imam. Otherwise, if the whole Ummah unites and it is not the saying of the Imam, then this is rejected. This is replete in their books. Just to mention a few: Ibn al-Mutahhar, Tahdhib al-Usul ila Ilm al-Usul, page 70, print Tahran 1308. Al-Mufid in Awa'il al-Maqalat, page 99-100. Qawami' al-Fudul, page 305, and others. This is, in short, without going into too much details, this is the position regarding the consensus. Now we move to the matters of the creed. Their creed regarding the fundamentals of the deen. And the first chapter we will deal with tonight, inshallah, is their creed regarding Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, the Tawheed of al-Uluhiyya, meaning the Tawheed of singling Allah alone in worship, known as the Tawheed al-Uluhiyya or Tawheed of Divinity. So the meaning of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to single Allah Ta'ala in worship, because He is the one who deserves to be worshipped alone, without a partner or associate, and to have the worship sincere for Him, and without directing any kind of worship to other than Allah. This is the meaning of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. This is the Tawheed which all the messengers called their nations too. Why? Because the nations attested to the Tawheed of Lordship. The major issue was directing worship to Allah alone. Allah informed us about Noah, Hud, Salih, Shu'aib. They said to their respective nations, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره, as in Surah Al-A'raf, in many places, 59, 65, 73, 85. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this is the da'wah, this is the message of all the messengers. So he جل شأنه said in Surah An-Nahl 16:36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And we have sent in every nation a messenger proclaiming worship Allah alone and avoid, keep away from طاغوت. طاغوت, all false deities. This is the way of deliverance, and this is the basis for acceptance of worship, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa 4:48, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him in worship, but He forgives except that anything else to whom He pleases. And whoever sets up partners with Allah in worship, he has indeed invented a tremendous sin. Did the Shia, the rejectionist, preserve this pure foundation and this strong pillar? Or its creed regarding their imams affected this principle of Tawheed? This is the topic which we will deal with. We will deal with it from 7 angles. The first angle, their creed that the texts regarding Tawheed of worship is that it refers to proving and attesting the wilaya of Ali and the A'imma, the reign of Ali and the Imams. And what? You know what's the shirk? The shirk is عدم إشراك أحد معهم في الإمامة, and associating no one with them in the imamite. This is the first angle. Second angle, their creed that the foundation for acceptance of deeds, listen, the foundation and the criteria for the acceptance of the creeds is الإيمان بإمامة الاثني عشر وولايتهم وليس توحيد الله عز وجل وليس توحيد الله عز وجل. إيمان بإمامة الاثني عشر وولايتهم وليس توحيد الله عز وجل. Is the worship, is the belief in the imama of the 12 imams and their authority, and not the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The third angle, their creed that the imams are al-wasita bayn Allah wal-khalq. The imams are the intermediates between Allah and creation. And they ended up worshipping them and invoking them out of hope and fear. The fourth angle, their creed that the imams, their imams, have the right to legislate and make what is lawful, lawful, and what's unlawful, unlawful. Tahleel and tahreem. Making this halal, making that haram. The fifth angle is their creed that the soil, the dust of the grave of Al-Hussein is a cure from all illnesses and safety from all kinds of fear. The sixth one, their invocations by esoteric symbols in order to lift up calamities, and their seeking the help from the unknown for guidance. The seventh will be some of their practices which oppose Tawheed and which resembles the actions of the Jahiliyyah. Let's begin today, therefore, with the first one, and that is the texts in the Quran which they diverted to mean the wilaya of their imams. So the texts which command the worship of Allah alone, they change their meanings to mean the belief in Ali radiallahu anhu and the imams, the 12 imams. And that the texts which forbid shirk, they diverted their meaning to mean associating others in the wilaya, in the authority and the reign of the imams. Take for example the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah Az-Zumar 39 verse 65, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. And indeed it has been revealed to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as it was to those before you from the messengers, if you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be in vain. So in their book Al-Kafi, which is considered the most authentic book of narrations to them, Usul Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 427, number 76, and in Tafsir Al-Qummi, volume 2, 251, which is considered the authority in their tafsirs, and in others, like Al-Burhan, Tafsir Al-Safi, the interpretation of this verse, they said, يعني meaning إن أشركت في الولاية غيره, if you ascribe partners to Ali in his reign. This is the wording of Al-Killini in Al-Kafi. And in the Qummi's wording, if you command and authorize a wilaya besides the wilaya of Ali, then your deeds will be in vain. Is this Tawheed? Take Surah Ghafir. Surah Ghafir, verse 12. Chapter 40, verse 12. ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّهُ إِذَا دُعِيَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكُمْ بأنه إذا دعي الله وحده كفرتم. It will be said this is because when Allah alone was invoked in worship, you disbelieved. They said here, because to Ali is the wilaya. وَإِن يُشْرَكْ بِهِ When yushrak bihi, but when partners were joined to him, meaning others who have no wilaya, you believe. فَالْحُكْمُ لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْكَبِيرِ. So the judgment is only with Allah, the Most High. This is an Al-Burqi, Kinzu Jami' al-Fawaid, page 277, Bihar al-Anwar, volume 23, 364. Tafsir al-Qummi, volume 2, 256, Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, 421, and others. These are kind of esoteric interpretations, where there is no evidence, no proof from the wording of the verse, nor from the context at all. These narrations, and I am just really summarizing without going into further mentioning of the several texts which they also distorted. These and the like constitute a fertile ground for magnification of Ali beyond limits, and which is still appearing in this sect. Otherwise, these verses has no connection to Ali radiallahu anhu. Rather, all these verses are to affirm the wahdaniyya, the uniqueness of Allah alone and directing worship to Him alone. Take Surah Al-Anbiya, because this is another point. Take Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 25. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we inspired him saying, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but I, so worship me alone. This sect, which fabricated all these narrations, and even went to the extent that no prophet was sent except with our wilaya, asserting the wilaya of their imams, and wal bara'a min a'da'ina, and disassociation from our enemies. This is in Al-Burhan, volume 2, page 367, in Tafsir Al-Ayashi, and in Tafsir Al-Safi, volume 3, 134. And they said in one other narration that wilayatuna, wilayatullah, our wilaya, meaning the wilaya of their imams, is that of Allah, where no prophet had been sent except with it. This is in Usul Al-Kafi, volume 1, 437. So, they now made it the issue of the imamah. It is as if the prophets were not created except for this fundamental matter of their da'wah, the allegiance to the imam and the authority to the imamites and so forth. And they attributed all these narrations to Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq and his father, and they are innocent and free from all their lies. This is only just to attract people. And deceive the people under this great emotional thing of love to the household of the Prophet ﷺ and his descendants and household, and Ali and his offspring. So they attributed all these sayings to the imams, especially to Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq and his father. So there is an emotional attachment therein. And this had a great impact on the followers. That's why you see them every year when they come, when the issue of the Ashura, their celebrations, these innovative celebrations, when they do that, they are motivated in ways which are very, very even bloody, as you may have seen on the screens, due to the impact of these narrations. You can, if you examine all the verses in the Quran about the Tawheed and everything and forbidding shirk, you will find that most of them are diverted to mean that the Tawheed is the allegiance to the imams and shirk is the opposite of that. So, anyone who doesn't adhere to that is a kafir, is a mushrik. This is replete in their books, like in Mir'atul Anwar, page 100 and page 58, and like in the same reference, page 202. Such interpretations are the key for all evils and the key for all fitna, because it is related to the most important fundamental matter of deen, and this is what? The call of the messengers. And this is why the books were sent, calling mankind to worship none but Allah. And people had been divided on this, a group for paradise and group for hell. The hundreds and thousands of narrations attributed to Al-Ja'far and to his father, with these esoteric interpretations and meanings, you will be so amazed to find there you dig and search and you find few reports to Al-Ja'far where he declares himself innocent from these interpretations and these narrations. And he declares, as in one report in Al-Burhan, volume 4, 78, anyone who declares this belief, he is a mushrik. And he repeated it 3 times, and that I am innocent of him. How can you reconcile that with the hundreds and thousands of narrations distorting the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Tawheed to mean that this is the Tawheed of Wilaya? And that's why there can be no trust in this sect. If this is what they are doing to the Quran, and we learned also to the Sunnah and to the narrations of the companions, then what about ordinary things in this life? What about therefore politics and deception in politics and games of confrontations and so forth? If this is what they have done to the most noble resources and perfect, so how about the words of people and communications and relating statements and so forth? And that's why people should not be deceived. And so therefore we can take from their words in which they attribute to Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq that anyone who says by these things is a mushrik. And therefore Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq has concluded that your shuyukh are mushriks because they narrate these reports. You see the point? Are you following? Here is their majlisi, the imam. They consider him an authority in his book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 23, page 39. He says that, no, that generalizing the term of shirk and kufr, meaning in their texts, applies on those who don't believe in the imama of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the a'imma from his offspring, alayhim as-salam. This is what he is saying. And prefers others above them. And that this indicates that they are kafirs abiding in hell forever. You see that? And we shall come to their statements of declaring the Sahaba and others who don't believe in their imams. So this is a criteria for the applicability of the terms kufr and shirk. All these claims have no basis in the book of Allah. And this is not from the deen of Islam. Perfectly not from the deen of Islam. Had this, even something of this which they were mentioning or saying is true, then Allah would have mentioned this in his book in many verses and should be explicit. It comes explicit. There is no ambiguity in it, making the matter clear to the ummah. And also had this been true, or some of it, then the Prophet ﷺ would have made that clear explicitly. And the ummah would have also related that by consensus. And it would have become from the things that are known. And also the companions would not have turned this down if it were true, knowing that they were the ones who exerted themselves, their wealth, and they, for the sake of Allah, migrated for the sake of Allah, they left the lands, they left the children, they left the homes, and put their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayat of Allah in the Quran are explicit that the fundamental matter of the deen is the tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. in Surah Al-Isra, and Allah has decreed that you worship none but Him. And in Surah Al-Baqarah 283, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. This is in Surah Al-Isra. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And remember when we took the covenant of the children of Israel, saying, لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Worship none but Allah. And in Surah Al-Ra'd 13:36, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ. Say, I am commanded only to worship Allah alone and not to join partners with Him. To Him alone I call, and to Him is my return. The wilaya, the authority and reign of the 12 imamites in deen is not mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are distortions and myths innovated in the deen, and an opening of the door of shirk, and making the means for shirk easy. We seek refuge in Allah from this. The second matter is the wilaya. This wilaya is the criteria for the acceptance of the deeds. To the Shia, this is it. Now to Muslims, the Tawheed is the basis and the criteria for the acceptance of deeds. And shirk is the nullifying of the deeds. But they, the Shia, the rejectionists, made this all focused upon the wilaya for the 12 imams, allegiance to them. And their reports filled with calls and claims that forgiveness and pleasure of Allah and paradise are for those who believe in the imamah. And that if the person comes with all the sins on the earth, but he comes and meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the imam and the 12 imams, then he will be forgiven. In fact, in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, page 437, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, assigned Ali to be a mark, a distinctive mark between him and his creation. And whoever knows him, then he is a believer. And anyone who denies him, he is a kafir. And one who is ignorant of him, he is a misguided. And anyone who assigns others with him, or ascribes something with him, he is a mushrik. And whoever comes with his wilaya enters paradise. This is in Usul al-Kafi, volume 1, 437. So why do we need the Quran? Then this entails we don't need the Quran, right? I'm asking you. This is necessitated by such an argument and by this belief. And in Amali al-Saduq, page 154-155, in their reports, فَإِنَّ مَنْ أَقَرَّ بِوِلَايَتِنَا ثُمَّ مَاتَ عَلَيْهَا قُبِلَتْ مِنْهُ صَلَاتُهُ. Anyone who attests to our wilaya and dies upon that, then his salah will be accepted, his fasting, his zakah, his hajj. And who otherwise does not attest to that before the hands of Allah Jalla Jalaluh, then Allah will not accept from him anything from his deeds. Nothing from his deeds will be accepted. A'udhu billah. We seek refuge in Allah from this. And they attribute to Abu Abdullah that whoever opposes you even though he will be a worshipper, then the following ayah, he fits to the following ayah. What is the following ayah? Listen. From Surah Al-Ghashiyah 2 to 4. 88, 2 to 4. So he belongs there. وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية. والعياذ بالله. Some faces that they will be humiliated in hellfire. Weary. They will enter in the hot blazing fire. والعياذ بالله. So those who oppose them, even if they are worshippers of Allah. And they claim, this is what, this is, the text is in the Tafsir of Al-Qummi, what I related to you, volume 2, page 419. And they claim that Jibreel, alayhi salam, descended upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Muhammad, As-salam yuqri'uka as-salam. Allah, who is as-salam, sends you his salam. And says to you, خلقت السماوات السبع وما فيهن. I have created the seven heavens and what's there in them, and the seven earths and what's upon them, and I haven't created a place greater than the rukun and maqam, meaning in Kaaba. And if a slave invokes me there, from the time I have created the heavens and the earths, and comes while denying the wilaya for Ali, then I will cast him in hellfire. This is in the book Amali al-Sadduq, page 290, in Bihar al-Anwar 27 verse, or page 167. Did you hear that? Did you hear this now? So this is the criteria. In one statement they said, if he prostrates to the extent that will his neck will be cut off and disconnected, Allah will not accept from him unless he believes in the wilaya of their imams or Ahlul Bayt. This is in Al-Khisal volume 1, 41, Al-Mahasin page 224, in Bihar Al-Anwar 27, page 167-168. And At-Tusi in his book volume 1, 314, claims that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone of you comes on the day of resurrection with deeds as mountains and does not come with the wilaya allegiance to Ali bin Abi Talib, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast him in hellfire. Not only that, if he comes having the deeds of 70 prophets in one report, then, and he doesn't believe in the wilaya, and the wilaya of Ali and the wilaya of his household, then he will be casted in hell. They even consider that the tawheed is not accepted unless it comes with the wilaya, except with wilaya. And they said, they reported the following in Bihar al-Anwar 27, page 201, that the Messenger ﷺ said, whoever says La ilaha illallah will enter paradise. So two men from his companions said, we say La ilaha illallah. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّمَا تُقْبَلُ شَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا وَشِعَاتِهِ. The shahada of La ilaha illallah will be accepted except from this and his followers. And that he صلى الله عليه وسلم put his hand on the head of Ali. Just like that. So now what can you conclude from this? That the wilaya supersedes the shahada. And that it is the criteria for acceptance. And that the shahada is not accepted except from those, what? Shia of Ali. Right? Isn't it this in the wording there? Isn't this obvious? in this report? Isn't it this obvious in this report? And also, the criteria for Allah's forgiveness and pardoning is the belief in the Imams. And denying that is the cause for receiving the wrath of Allah and His punishment. And to this effect, their reports are replete. As in An-Nu'mani's Al-Ghaiba, page 83, and Bihar al-Anwar, 27, page 201. And the author of Al-Bihar, Bihar al-Anwar, said, they, the Imams, are the door, or the under a chapter that he put, they are Ahlul Araf, the people of Al-Araf. No one will enter paradise except the one who knows them and they know him. And he put 71 reports under a title of a chapter that the deeds are not acceptable except with wilayah. Volume 27, pages 166 to 202, and others. All these narrations are not from Islam. We have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hands. There is nothing of this in it. And it is the criteria. And the first and foremost reference concerning every ikhtilaf. Allah mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala that the criteria for acceptance of deeds is tawheed. And that shirk is the nullifier. Qala Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 72, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. This is the thing which deprives the person from paradise and admits him to hell. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. Verily, whosoever sets up partners in worship with Allah, then Allah has forbidden paradise for him, and the fire will be his abode. And whatever has been mentioned from these exaggerations of the Shia are refuted by the verses of the Quran. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:62, من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. Verily, those who believe and those who whoever believes in Allah and the last day and do righteous good deeds shall have their reward with their Lord. And on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. And this verse, by the way, begins with those who believe and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah and the last day. This here refers to those Jews who believed and Christians who believed and the Sabians who were believers. They are considered believers when they believed in their messengers and believed in Allah. So don't confuse this, as some people take it to mean that the Jews and the Christians and Sabians after the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message and rejection of him are believers. This is absolutely wrong. Also, these people claim that the wilayah of their 12 imams is greater in magnitude and rank than Salah and the rest of the pillars of Islam. While we know that the Salah has been mentioned in the Quran explicitly in more than 80 places, and no mention of their wilayah linked to it. So are these people saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-iyadu billah, intends to misguide people, or he didn't make the path that leads to him clear? Subhanallah. This is a grave insult. Qala Allah ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah 9:115, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ حَتَّى يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ مَا يَتَّقُونَ. He is all just, most merciful. And Allah will never lead a people astray after He has guided them until He makes clear to them as to what they should avoid. Verily Allah is all-knower of everything. There are, as it is the case with other situations which we mentioned earlier, there are some few reports in some of their books which are also standing as a problem to them. But they try to give it some interpretations or say that these are mentioned due to fear and therefore refer it to taqiyya, out of taqiyya, out of concealment due to fear. Like a report attributed to Ali ibn Abi Talib, who said, I heard the Messenger saying when the verse was revealed from Surah Ash-Shura 42:23, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. No reward do I ask of you for this except to be kind to me for my kinship with you. He said, this report, that Jibreel said, Ya Muhammad, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ أَصْلًا وَدَعَامًا. For each religion there is a foundation and support. وَفَرْعًا وَبُنْيَانًا. And branches. And وَإِنَّ أَصْلَ الدِّينِ. And that the origin and foundation of the deen is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The saying of لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the branches of it is the love of the household of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And allegiance to them in that which agrees with the truth. And that he invoked Allah for him, for Ali. This is in Tafsir Furat, page 148-149, in Bihar al-Anwar 23-247. This narration opposes all these hundreds of reports and their narrations, where they had made the foundation of the deen to be the wilaya and not the shahada of la ilaha illallah. And this also adds to the many problems with this sect and its deceptions and contradictions. We will stop here inshallah ta'ala, and inshallah we will continue the topic on their creed concerning the Tawheed. In the next part, we will talk about their belief that the Imams are the in between, the intermediates between Allah and His creation. And this is false. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.